The Royal Automobile Club of Western Australia has just revealed the world's first attention-powered car to highlight the fact that inattention is a major factor in fatal crashes on Australian roads. Now, to talk about the car and some of these statistics behind the reason for its invention is Pat Walker, the RAC Executive General Manager. Thanks for coming on Tech Daily, Pat.
My pleasure, Andy.
Now, Pat, firstly, can you explain what exactly the attention-powered car does and how it works?
Yeah, sure. It works via a neuro headset, which has 14 sensors that you wear on your head, and that measures the various elements of brain activity. And then what happens is that that activity is then put through a complicated, computer process arrangement, and the computer processor is attached to the car's engine. So what happens is that when the headset detects that you're not paying attention, you may be distracted by something in the car, or you may in fact be on autopilot, which happens from time to time, the electrical signals from the brain indicate to the processor, and what happens is the car decelerates. Now, I've actually had the pleasure of trialing the car, and I must say it's very effective. A colleague of mine rang on a hands-free phone and gave me some mathematical problems to try and solve, and capital cities, etc. And I can attest to the fact that although for all intent and purposes it looks like you're staring out the windscreen and concentrating on driving, of course you're not. And my experience was that over a very short period of time I lost power on about four or five occasions.
That's interesting. I was going to ask what kind of inattention it might measure, because of course we often hear about people talking on their phones or even text messaging. People, you know, falling asleep behind the wheel is obviously a problem. But you're talking about even maybe if you're just having a conversation with someone else in the car. Is that, I guess that also measures that?
Well, it does. What it showed is that if you're having what I'd call a light conversation, there's no issue there. And if, for example, if you reach over and adjust the volume on the radio, that doesn't impact. But you know, there's largely three forms of inattention that we sort of generally ascribe. And the first one is what we call multitasking. So that's when we get to bad habits. We might reach for a drink as we're driving, or try and seek out a different radio station on our radio, or worse still, and hopefully this never happens, but some people attempted to pick up their smartphone and do something like that. Mm-hmm. Certainly the sensors detect that. The other one is the more obvious form of distraction, where there might be a couple of kids messing around the back of the car, or there might be, you might drop something and therefore be completely distracted. And the headset, which also has a gyroscope, measures head movement as well, so it certainly picks that up. And then the more insidious one, and I think this is a real concern, and the research suggests that this sort of combines with fatigue, of course, is, yeah, that last one where, and I'm sure it's happened to all of your listeners, we all arrive at a destination and then we reflect on, well, gee, I don't remember the trip. How did I get here? And and of course, generally we're lucky with that. But of course, what that means, if for any reason something untoward happened or unexpected, something that someone braked very quickly in front of us, or someone walked out onto the road, or there was unfamiliar, you know, roadworks, for example, then of course we're not paying attention and we suffer the consequences.
Right. It sounds like some pretty serious technology has gone into this. Where has it come from?
Yeah, so we commissioned earlier this year, we commissioned a company called Emotive, and Dr. Jeffrey McKellar, who's head of research for that company, he actually devised a headset. So it's called a neuro headset. And in fact, the headset's been used for particularly with people who have disabilities to help them navigate electric wheelchairs, etc. But Jeff was able to design and to recalibrate the headset, and with customized software to actually, and it took a lot of research to try and measure the brain activity and understand when someone is concentrating on a task that's not related to driving. So clearly there's a lot of brain activity, and if you're in driving mode and concentrating and then you change task, then clearly the electrical pulses are there, but the system is sensitive enough to measure that change in task, and therefore it alerts the car and you decelerate. So what's very clear is most of us think that we can do many things at once, that we can multitask, and the brain's very clever and can do that. But the reality is, indeed, what happens is the brain rapidly moves from one task to the other, but it does in fact shift. It shifts concentration, shifts focus to the second task you're doing, or the task you're doing at the time. And clearly, and I think you know, the important thing here is that the research and evidence now tells us that inattention, in fact, is the cause of more road deaths in Australia than speeding and drink driving combined.
Right.
And some interesting stats, for example, out of Queensland indicate that inattention is responsible for up to 71% of all truck crashes. So obviously that's a very significant factor, and particularly if the truck is involved in another vehicle accident.
Obviously, we'd love to see this sort of technology implemented into cars. What would it take?
Well, hopefully not a lot. What we obviously wanted to get the car up and running, firstly to engage the community and you know, learn how we think and react in the car, to get the public conscious about the importance of inattention and its fatal consequences. And then, of course, what we would like to do is we'll be trialling the car, we'll be inviting members of the public to use it, and we're going to drive it through Western Australia to engage people. But we also want to take the learning. So we are storing the data. Emotive is capturing that data. And we hope that car manufacturers will be able to look at that and hopefully be able to learn from it. And, for example, maybe down the track, if we're behind the wheel and we do slip into autopilot, that will register, and perhaps you might get a vibration through the steering wheel or perhaps through your seat just to say, hey, you know, get back on task. Your mind's wandering here, and concentrate on the road. So hopefully technology can, in the near future, can actually assist us to make us better and safer drivers, because currently what we see is there's a lot of technology in cars, but it tends to be of the distracting variety and not helping us become safer drivers.
Yes, a lot of technology about controlling your iPhone and changing the radio
station.
That's
right. And GPSs as well, for example. So there's a lot of tempting technology in cars at the moment. We're hoping that technology can accelerate in terms of actually enabling safer driving practices and not provide more distractions for drivers.
I mean, we do see some great safety features already. Obviously, curtain airbags. We have anti-skid braking and things like that. But of course, this is taking it a step further and almost preempting the emergency situation, rather than letting you get knee deep into it and then having to react.
That's right, Andy. I mean, prevention is better than cure, and you're right. And certainly in some of the more expensive cars available now, they use camera technology, and they can, for example, detect if you're changing lanes and you haven't indicated, or in fact some of the cars now can detect a vehicle via, you know, cameras in the side mirrors. So currently there's technology built around the road environment, but there's nothing at the moment that actually sort of measures driver's response and what's the driver thinking about and what's the driver doing. And that's why I think we were quite excited about the fact that this technology does work. It seems to be working. We'll continue to trial that. We want to engage with the community and say, look, this is a silent killer. It's actually killing, you know, it's estimated in national research out this year that up to 46% of all our fatal crashes across Australia have an element of inattention. Now, you know, we lose about 1,300 people across Australia each year, so 46% of that is, you know, pushing up towards 600 fatal crashes. So if we can assist, and if technology can improve, and if the public can be more mindful about when they do get behind the wheel, they're not in an armchair, it's not sort of designed as a sort of an armchair where you do a range of activities. A driver's seat's just that. It's a seat for driving the car, concentrate on the drive, and then hopefully more of us will return to the family and friends we love.
And, you know, until we get this technology, perhaps you can share some tips on ensuring drivers are paying attention on the road.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it's interesting what I experienced. So, for example, what I found was, as I perhaps mentioned before, you can do those quick tasks, such as change the volume. But certainly, when I was given the task of searching a particular channel on the radio and had to go looking for that, the car lost power. And also, interestingly, I could have a light-hearted sort of conversation with someone, but once we got in depth, we were talking about some of the issues associated with the car and the work involved. And as soon as I tried to, you know, to draw on my memory and to sort of really focus in on that conversation, once again, I lost power. And it was another occasion when, I was just sort of taking it easy at a slower speed, and the mind started to wander, and once again the car stopped. So it was, I was surprised, but I must confess, on each occasion when the car did lose power, it was a bingo moment for me. I knew exactly why it had done that, and you know, it's certainly, I've certainly become a better driver since that experience.
So basically, I guess the message is, when you're behind the wheel, it's no time for multitasking.
No, it's not, and really inattention is the great silent killer, and we're losing far too many Australians to road death each year, and, you know, a life safe is worth a lot.
All right, Pat, well, good chat, and thanks again for taking some time out to cover this with us on Tech Daily.
Thanks very much, Andy. My pleasure.